Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and as you have heard over the last few weeks, I have done some filming. I am now an actor! Well, I got cast as an extra in Sharknado 3 that was filming at Universal Studios Florida. And, yeah, it looks like I might be in this film. I've already made Tara Reid's Instagram. It's been crazy fun. And lo and behold, you know, I went back to Universal this week. And, you know, I'm hobnobbing with stars now, if you consider the cast from Duck Dynasty stars. Because that's who I saw in the Harry Potter line. Jeff and his wife from Duck Dynasty went up to him, said, "Hey, I love your show. Keep it going." And, you know, he said, "Appreciate it." And that pretty much means we're close personal friends now. So that is my brush with greatness, or how I've been hobnobbing with Hollywood, or, well, in this case, I guess they live in Louisiana. But I'll take it. And you'll hear about it whether you want it to or not. And we'll leverage it. Maybe we can get these Duck Dynasty guys to dive. Maybe we can get the Sharknado people to kind of work more diving things into the cast. I don't know what we'll do, but we're going to have some fun with that for sure. But let's move on to some other more, you know, straightforward diving news and information. To help me out as we kick off today's two-hour radio spectacular, I have my good friend Dennis on via the web. Dennis, how are you, buddy?
Doing well, Greg. Thank you.
Hey, so I know, by the way, are you impressed with my Duck Dynasty connection now or what? Are you saying, like, really, Greg, you went there or what?
Well, yeah, pretty much. You're on Instagram, you're hobnobbing with the stars. When are you getting your SAG card now?
No, I'm a scab. They had a strike for the Sharknado production, and I think that's why I got hired. I don't know, but I'll take it, whatever I get. The check cleared last week, so I am definitely a paid actor, and I can put that on my resume.
You're now $5 richer?
Yeah, well, yeah, thereabouts. And they're going to send me a poster. So,
but you have to sign it yourself?
Yeah, of course I do. I'll sign it to Greg the Dive Master from Dive Greg the Dive Master, Stay Wet, my friend, or something. I don't know. We'll come up with some crazy stuff. But, Dennis, you've been doing some diving, and, well, you've been doing some flying, too. Me and Dennis have this in common where, you know, I do just plain radio. I'm trying to become a pilot so I can fly to some of my favorite dive destinations in the Caribbean. Dennis is a few steps ahead of me in that regard, and you're actually bringing your son into this, into the flying world as well now, right?
I am, actually. He's 15. He'll be turning 16 here in about 2.5-3 months. And his personal goal is he wants to solo the airplane on his 16th birthday.
So wait.
He actually would rather fly the airplane than to get his driver's license.
Well, I don't blame him. It's much more fun when you get up there in the skies and do this stuff. Now, does he have a goal? Do you have a goal? I know you've been flying already quite a bit, but I don't know if you've combined your flying and diving activities as far as trying to fly out to some islands yet. But is that on the horizon for you?
It definitely is. I follow your adventures with Captain Clay, and I'm very envious of him getting to fly that Saratoga, you know, all the way from Casper, Wyoming, down into the Turks and Caicos and through San Juan. And that's on my bucket list. I would love to be able to go island hopping. I think that would be just, you know, incredible. Throw the dive gear in the back and just head out and see where it takes you.
Yeah. Well, now he's talking about Captain Clay, who actually owns Explorer Ventures. He's also a private pilot, and we feature him quite a bit on Just Plane Radio. But you hear him talking about the liveaboards that we go on all the time. We got another one coming up in October. Clay is kind of seeing if he can work out some logistics. Maybe we can fly his plane out there. Who knows for that one, October 3rd. And I think you're eyeing that little adventure with us as well. Is that true, Dennis, or what?
I am. In fact, I had a conversation with Clay. My daughter just turned 12 here last week, and I'm asked if that's too soon to bring her with. I know you recall we took my son with on a scuba radio scuba cruise about 2-3 years ago when he was only 13.
Right.
And he actually did, you know, he kept up with you, I think, pretty well. Actually, I think he outdove you.
I believe he did. And, you know, he was 13 at the time. We had a couple mermaids on the boat as well that helped jumpstart puberty, I believe, or something, too. Helped him through that process, right?
He certainly grew up very quickly that week.
Yeah, well, we do what we can do, and then we pay the appropriate fines. I think she would have a great time. And, you know, it's going to be another fun trip. We got we'll have a mermaid on. Tiffany's going to be there, the scuba cowboy, which was on the trip last time when your son came on, I believe.
And yes, she was.
And then also we have our friends from Scuba Pro. They're going to be doing a demo week of Scuba Pro gear. And the big bonus this time is that we have Catherine Castle from Dive Training Magazine, who's like the editor-in-chief of that magazine. And she is just a hoot.
And she could teach my daughter how to be a hand model.
Oh, she could. She is. Before she got into editing the magazine, she was a hand model, or body parts model is what she likes to say as well. It wasn't just hands. It included elbows, shoulders, and ankles or something. I don't know. She's kind
and
of
hair,
a,
I think, was mentioned.
Yeah, something like that. But she is quite an entertaining gal for sure. And she's going to share some presentations on how to get published as an underwater photographer or writing for a dive magazine, that kind of thing. So your daughter would find that very interesting, I bet, as well, don't you think?
I think she would have a blast on the trip.
Yeah, we may pave a career path for her to be a, you know, someone like Catherine. Or she could be a mermaid. I don't know. I guess Dad will have to think about that one, huh?
Yeah, so what's the age limit on being a mermaid for Greg?
Well, it definitely has to be over 21, so she has a few years. We got to and they're over 21. We don't got to worry about the drinking, the legal aspects, and all that kind of stuff. And they're on their own. So.
And the harassment lawsuits, right?
True, exactly. There's a little bit more protection involved when we're dealing with those folks. But that's always an option for you, for sure. But let's talk about some other stuff you've done. Well, you were diving in the Keys, just around the first of the year, is that right?
Yeah, just right before New Year's, I got a couple of dives in the Florida Keys on the Duane, the Bibb, and the Spiegel Grove, and I'll tell you, it was just absolutely incredible, you know, almost unlimited visibility, the critters, it was a great trip. I'm really glad I was able to fit that in for those couple of days.
And that was with your son, too, wasn't it?
Actually, believe it or not, it was with my former boss.
Oh.
We weren't able to make it work with the family to come down over the holiday due to, you know, the travel costs and whatnot being at the year end. So
right.
I was able to my wife said, just go. And so it's like, really? No catch here?
You know, I get that a lot from my wife, too.
Well, yes, but different circumstances. So, no, I was able to just make a couple days down to Miami, and then I made arrangements with a friend of mine who was already down spending the holidays with his family, splitting time between Fort Myers and Key Largo. And so we were finally able to get that dive trip together on that particular trip.
Very nice. So did during the week of diving or a few days of diving, did he go, you know, I shouldn't let you go, and I'm thinking maybe we ought to rework this. You're a diver, and we got to keep our diving friends together.
Here's the funny thing. Yeah. When I worked with him, he was actually steering me towards accounts that were in Florida because he knew of my interest in diving. Uh-huh. And the whole plan all along was for him to have to come along and, you know, observe my in-person sessions I do with the accounts. And so we were trying to coordinate this stuff all while I was working for him. But
right.
Then, you know, things changed and a great opportunity came along. And unfortunately, I left that role. And, you know, now I'm stuck up here in the Midwest, but really enjoying the new job and the opportunities that's afforded me here.
Well, you're trying to fly, and then you can get back down to Florida easier and more conveniently.
Exactly.
Like that. Yeah. Well, that makes
sense.
So
now I can go and jump into my Cardinal and go fly myself if I really wanted to. And now I'm going for my instrument ratings so that I can no longer be limited by the weather up here. If I want to go fly to Florida and the clouds are low, I'm not going to be restricted by that anymore. And so it'll give me more options and more opportunities to take longer trips.
Well, I know a potential co-pilot that could be picked up in Florida and help you, you know, navigate over to the Caribbean and do some diving in the Bahamas or somewhere down there. And also dives. He's a dive instructor. A really great guy. Hobnobs with people in Hollywood, all kinds of crazy stuff.
Is that Phil Narcosis?
I don't think Phil Narcosis was in Sharknado 3, but I could be mistaken.
Oh, I see, because I only know a guy that's got a student pilot certificate and an expired medical.
Well, that's true, but that doesn't mean he can't assist in being a co-pilot and having a slight, you know, edge over some schmo you pick up off the street. Just a slight
edge. I'm just trying to motivate you there, Greg.
Yeah, all right. Well, Dennis, thanks for checking in. Appreciate it. I know you're heading out to Cabo here in a few months, so we'll get an update on that and some more of your diving adventures, but I appreciate your checkup today, my friend.
Good talking to you, Greg. Thanks.
More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Prepare to rig for dive! Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio. The world's first radio show devoted to diving. Scuba
Radio. Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, my name is Ravi. I'm from zip-fiji.com.
Oh my God, I'm twisting around. I'm backwards. Help me! Oh my God.
You are listening to Scuba Radio.
I'm going to die.
World's first radio show.
I'm going to get a tree.
Devoted to divers. On a surface interval, don't forget to come ziplining with me.
Woo-hoo!
In the meantime, keep listening to Greg the Dive Master. He's also a zipline master.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
I live.
You survived the zip.
Sir Evie, do you have a change of pants or anything I could?
Oh, no.
Yeah, good times. Good pants. I had an extra pair. It ended up. So everything ended up okay there in Fiji on that little adventure. You know, what you do on your surface interval could be ziplining. I've done that. I've marked it off the list. It is quite a blast, especially in Fiji where they have no rules. And my little tip to you, if you want to do it like a crazy adventure, that's where you go to do it. You go to other places that are more restricted, like the U.S. and stuff. It's still fun. But, man, when you go to Fiji and you know you actually really could die, It just adds an extra element to the fun and excitement. All right, and someone who's done that and much, much more, or at least written about it, is my good friend Eric Douglas, and he is on Scuba Radio right now via the web. Eric, how are you, buddy?
Peachy, Greg, and you?
I'm swell. I lived.
I love that. I love the clip where you're going, I'm turning, I'm spinning, I'm backwards. Oh my God, I'm going to die. That's great, Greg.
Well, I figure, you know, if it ever happens, I want to document it for posterity.
Well, yeah, absolutely. You know? And for the lawsuit to come later, maybe.
Well, true. Yeah, someone's going to have to take care of the kids and family.
Exactly.
My retirement fund plan that was sponsored, or, you know, Scuba Radio was supposed to fund is not as high as it should be. So,
I can just imagine your wife's looking at you like, Greg, we need to talk.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I've had that a few times. But anyway, Eric, let's talk about you, because, you know, you got booked by Eric. Yeah, well, he laughs because he's thinking that's such a rarity.
Well, no, I'm actually thinking you're just trying to get the attention off of you. Right?
For once, yeah, maybe.
For once.
Yeah. But Eric has booksbyeric.com. You can go there and catch up on what he's been writing and stuff. And he's written an entire series of cool books that have a diver theme to them. The star Mike Scott is an adventure journalist who travels the world. And he has, I don't know, what, you got five? Is it five in the series right now?
There are five out right now. Yeah. The latest one came out last year was Heart of the Maya. That ends up on the Riviera Maya in Mexico.
Right.
But it's been a fun series to work on, but I assume where you're headed with this is the next one's coming out soon.
Yes, that's right. Beginning of June, there will be the sixth one featuring his character, Mike Scott. And the first one started in the Cayman Islands, and the sixth one will be based in the Cayman Islands. Now, Eric has given me a little preview copy of this, and I got to tell you, I'm about halfway through thereabouts, and it is awesome. Really good writing there, Eric. Hats off to you, buddy.
And, I appreciate that, pal.
Yeah, and so, I know it's going to be a huge hit, and people who have not read any of these books need to go back and catch up, because they're going to want to read all six, I have a feeling.
And of course, for those of you, or for those of your listeners who read through Kindle, read ebooks, we do have the special where you can get a box set. You can get all five of the first books for one low price of $9.99.
Nice. Yeah, telling you, that's a bargain. And if you're a diver and you're looking for something to pass the time on your surface interval, and you have a Kindle or an iPad or something like that, this is great, great stuff. Because, like I said, he works in little diving elements that us divers can definitely relate to. But it's not, you know, isolated to that. Whether you're a diver or not, you're going to find the stories very, very entertaining, very movie-like. Indeed. And what I'm really excited about, I mean, that's going to, I can't wait to finish this latest book, by the way. And then I'll give you the full review as we get closer to June, when it actually is released to the world. But one of the other things that Eric's is working on right now, and we spoke about this a few weeks ago, I said, man, you know, I'm reading your books, Eric, and he works in these little real life elements. Like, he'll pull someone from the dive industry and he'll inject them into one of his stories, whether it's the Winthrop Keys series that he's written about some happenings down in the Florida Keys, or even just the Mike Scott novels and stuff. But it's cool, because you go, wait a minute, I know that guy. And then he worked on him, and I said, Eric, hey, you know, we've been doing this Scuba Radio thing. You maybe you ought to work us in somehow. We'll figure out some thing to get in trouble. God knows truth is stranger than fiction, and we've had several things that have happened over the years with Scuba Radio that might make a good, I don't know. We've said many times that we'd be a great reality TV show, or a really bad one. I don't know.
See, I think that's one and the same. I think the good reality shows are the really bad ones.
Yeah. It's so bad it's good and kind of thing. I don't know. Maybe. We're like the Sharknado of dive radio shows. But anyway, you know, but the truth would get me in trouble. And I'm thinking, maybe we need to kind of massage the truth a little bit and come up with an element of truth and kind of inject it into one of your creative, imaginative ideas for one of your books. And you said, hey, I love this idea, and you're off to the races now. Is that right?
Off to the races. You planted the seed, and I went, you know, that actually, that'd work. That'd be fun. So, yeah, you know, and it's funny, writers, when you're writing something like this, people think, you know, we just sit down and the prose just flows, and it's not always like that. But I'll say this story's come together, and I'm really liking it. I'm probably a third of the way through it already, and really just started it last week. And yeah, it's just hammering right along. I'm enjoying it.
Okay, and just for the record, just to be clear, straight up front, this will be a work of fiction, correct?
This will be a work of fiction. No divers were harmed in the making of this story, and. But no, yes, this is, there might be, you know, there's, like you said, truth is stranger than fiction. If I wrote about some of the stuff that you've really done, nobody'd believe it. They'd say, this is crap. He's just, yeah, this isn't even believable.
Well, that's what Eric said when I told him some of the stories. I said, hey, you know, you could do this. And he goes, no one would ever believe that. And I was like, you know, you're right. You better change it and stuff like that. So, yeah, and that would just get us in trouble if we shared the truth. So we'll
exactly.
You'll massage it accordingly with your imagination and work it similar. You know, Captain Patrick from our World of Boating show did this Kava Screw book a couple years ago, and you can pick that up as well. And he went off into, you know, left field on a, you know, based off of a trip we had in Fiji, as a matter of fact. And it's very, very creative. I don't know if it'll be quite that out there, but Eric is a really good. Really good writer, and you're going to inject this possibly into the Winthrow Key series of keys-based books, right? Is that the deal?
That's exactly it. That's one of the great things about being a writer. I made up my own island. You know, if you don't have something that you want, you just make it up. So I made up my own islands, Winthrow Key, and there are some people who say it's strikingly similar to one of the islands in the middle of the Florida Keys.
Uh-huh.
But, Greg Holt and Scuba Radio will be visiting Winthrow Key.
Okay, well, we're going to talk about this and much, much more next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving and writing about it, I guess, yeah.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
With my good friend Eric Douglas. You can go to booksbyeric.com and check out all the novels that he's written, but he's working on a project right now where he's going to interject some elements of Scuba Radio into a story of his Winthrow Key series. I'm excited about this because, you know, I'm an actor now. Eric, you've heard about this Sharknado 3 appearance. It's going to come out.
I have. Have you paid your SAG dues and all that?
No, I was a scab. I was not a union employee, but we'll see what shows up in the film. But, I'm hobnobbing with big stars from Sharknado 3. I go out to the theme park this past week, and I'm hanging out with the cast from Duck Dynasty. I'm just, once you get into that crazy Hollywood world, it's hard to get back out of it, and I'll deal with it accordingly. But, you know, I'm thinking far ahead for your story as you incorporate Scuba Radio into one of these stories you're writing for the Winthrow Key series. Once you write this, and of course we got to turn it into a book, or I mean into a movie, you know.
Absolutely.
And who will play the role of me? Well, I guess it'll have to be me, because I'm an actor.
And there's nobody else who could do justice to Greg Holt like Greg Holt.
Well, I don't know. No, I'm thinking it better be someone else, or no one will watch it. So we'll have some fun with it. But you're going to work in, elements of Scuba Radio. And what else do you got in mind? What can we share that without giving away the idea of what you're thinking with this thing?
I think readers will recognize some of the major players. There will be a couple mermaids. I haven't exactly figured out which mermaids to bring along. But, mm-hmm. But I'm expecting producer Bill will be there, or engineer Bill will be there. And
nice.
And Jimmy the Bubble Boy and Pup's going to make an appearance too.
Okay.
And
they have like an environmental element in there as well. You interject like, you know, they're overfishing conch or something like that. Are you going there with this one or what?
The great underlying themes of this one is a problem facing the Keys and the whole Caribbean is the lionfish.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to be focusing on lionfish and a lionfish rodeo and even some lionfish recipes to get in there eating those invasive predators that we've got on the reefs now.
Yum. It sounds great. That'll be coming out here in the next few months. Obviously, we'll cover it accordingly here on the big show. Thanks, Eric. Booksbyeric.com. Purchase some books and you'll thank me later. We got a Dan tip and much, much more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Scuba Radio, Diver's Consumer Tip number 589. For the last time, tell your wife that sailfish are not a bargain.
Charge!
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the Rio Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And in the studio, we have Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. We're going to the dark side today, right, Nick?
We are indeed, Greg. I thought we'd talk about some night diving tips.
Night diving is pretty cool.
There's little else like it. It never ceases to amaze me how a sight you know intimately by day can totally transform at night.
And the critters that come out. I always wonder where they hide when the sun's out.
I know. They're probably hiding from divers like us.
Well, they're missing out. Good thing we're not afraid of the dark, right? I mean, night diving is a great way to dive, but like so many other types of diving, it does have special considerations that come with it, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
So why don't we start with gear? Surely there's something to consider there.
Well, for the most part, you'll need the same gear you use during the day, but if you're expecting to be colder after the sun goes down, you'll want to adjust your exposure protection accordingly. And of course, there's one piece of gear you'll want to add.
Unless you can see in the dark.
Which most of us can't. So plan to take some lights.
Wait, lights as in plural?
Lights as in plural. For starters, most divers attach a signal light to their tank or regulator yoke. This helps other divers to see and identify them underwater. Most folks use either a tank light or chem light stick for this purpose.
Is there a big difference between the two?
Not really. It's just that chemical light stick is a single-use item, whereas the battery-powered light you can use over and over again.
How about marker lights?
Marker lights, or strobe lights, are usually used to mark key navigation points like anchor lines or reference lines, or to mark entry and exit points. If you're diving with a charter operation or participating in a lead dive, the operation or dive leader usually sets these.
How about the dive lights each diver carries?
Each diver should have at least two dive lights with him, one to use as a primary and one to have as a backup in case, well, the primary should fail.
What kind of dive light should you use?
Like every other piece of gear, there are multiple options available. Every diver will have a preference, and it's important to find the ones that work for you.
How about head-mounted versus handheld?
Again, that's a matter of preference, but one advantage the handheld light has is that they offer a great versatility in terms of positioning, and they're easy to control. This can be beneficial if you're new to night diving.
So aside from gear, what other safety considerations do you have to take into account when night diving?
I think orientation is the biggest one, but that covers a lot of ground. It's common practice not to dive a site for the first time at night because even the most familiar site will look different after sundown. Take extra time and care to orient yourself. Take note of marker lights so you know in which direction you're swimming from relative to your reference point. You may even take a compass heading so you have a general direction in case you get disoriented.
How about buoyancy control?
Even that's different at night, and you need to take special care to keep track of it. It's much easier to become disoriented at night because your field of vision is so much more limited. You have no peripheral vision. It's easy to lose track of your depth or where you are in relation to things like reefs, wrecks, and other things underwater, or even the surface. Keep an eye on your depth and where you are in relation to your surroundings.
Is there any particular etiquette to observe when night diving?
Yeah, I'd say that falls into two general areas, the first of which pertains to your dive light.
Rule number one, don't blind your buddy.
Absolutely. None of us can see very well when we have light shine directly in our eyes on land, and that's no different went underwater.
It's amazing what a natural tendency it is to shine your light in someone's face, though.
Sure it is. A lot of your communication relies on facial expressions and reactions. But learning to use your light as a source and form of communication underwater is all part of learning to night dive.
How do you mean?
Well, for example, you can use your light to convey underwater signals like okay, or to get someone's attention, or to make a sign of distress. Similarly, when you get your buddy's attention and you want to follow up with a hand signal, shine your light down and convey the signal in the light's beam. It'll be easy to see, and your buddy will be able to see it.
You can also use your light if you get lost or separated, can't you?
You sure can. Sometimes, if you get separated from your buddy or group, it's hard to see them because of your own light. If that happens, hold your light against you. Don't turn it off, because it'll dim the light enough to allow you to see other lights in the water.
Does that really work?
It sure does.
Voice of experience.
Yep.
So what's the second area of etiquette?
Well, that one really pertains to the creatures you'll encounter. There are some truly amazing creatures that come out at night. But remember that unlike the creatures you see during the day, the natural light level is darkness. Your light is not natural. Try not to spook them too much.
And I'd say be careful not to blind them either.
Exactly. Remember that just as you are blinded when the light is shined in your eyes, so too are they. And in some cases, blinding them with a light or camera strobe can leave them vulnerable. So be aware and careful of that.
And this is where your buoyancy tip comes in again, because there's a lot of creatures that come out at night, aren't there?
You're absolutely right. And that makes bumping against a reef especially hazardous at night, both to you and the nocturnal creatures that inhabit it.
There's a lot to learn about night diving.
There is a lot to learn. And while we've covered some basic tips, it's definitely worth your time to take a specialty class to learn more about it. It's a fascinating and fantastic way to dive, but it's important to know what you're doing and how to do it right.
The world you come to know underwater can become a whole new world at night. But before you jump in to explore it, learn about the special considerations you need to know to stay safe. We know you're not afraid of the dark. Just make sure you know how to traverse it. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
We're back here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. On the phone with me is a guy who's, well, he's in between his tour dates, and I'm talking about Big Wave Dave from the Be A Diver pool, beadiver.com. Dave, how are you, buddy?
Doing good. Got a few days at home between St. Louis and Philadelphia.
Yeah, just trying to off-gas a little bit, I guess, right?
Get that, and I kind of get the whole summer, rest of the summer all planned out. And, of course, plan our vacation down to Bonaire in June.
Well, very nice. Yeah, I want to talk about that, because last week we had a guy call up and was asking about going to Bonaire, and I knew you had been there many times, and I told him I hadn't been there in a while, but from what I remember and what people have told me over the years, the diving has not really changed much. It's a shore diving capital of the world. But you go there almost every year doing something with the Be A Diver pool or Wounded Warriors or something, right?
Yeah, this will be our 10th year we've been running a group of wounded veterans down there to show them the enjoyment of scuba diving, and that depending on whatever your disability is, it doesn't matter. Once the water is the equalizer. And Captain Downs does the sponsors down there with the rooms and the diving.
Yeah, I mean, they run a great operation, and the one thing I told the listener, though, about the diving in particular is that it's, you know, there at Captain Don's in particular, it's been around for so long, it's like caught in a time capsule. That doesn't, and I mean that as a compliment. It's not, that doesn't mean the rooms haven't been upgraded, and you don't have all the latest amenities and nice accommodations, but the scenery and the layout of the resort is pretty much the same as it's been for like 20-plus years. Or even longer, maybe. I don't know. I mean, is that what you've experienced over the years, or what?
Well, they're great rooms. They've actually just added some new units, updated some other units. I tell you what, the thing about Bonaire is 24/7 diving. You can get your tank at 3 in the morning and go out and go diving. When your guy gets there, he's going to basically, like everybody else goes down at Bonaire, and I've been there multiple times. Everybody has to do a local checkout. We get your dive briefing on how to do all your diving from shore, how to get your tanks filled, get in your pickup with your little map, and go look for the yellow rocks and go diving.
Yeah, they got these yellow rocks that are marked around the island, and that's the indication that there's a great shore dive right there. But right there, the house reef of Captain Don's, that's where I did some diving, like literally 18 years ago. But I was just blown away, like you said, how easy and accessible it was, because you could go there in the morning, afternoon, lunchtime, dinner time, nighttime, 2 o'clock in the morning. I mean, they have the tanks available to you 24/7, and you could literally go dive this house reef right literally steps from your cottage there and just have a spectacular dive. And that's the same as it is today, right?
Yeah, you can jump in the water. I do a lot of dawn dives there, kind of shake the cobwebs out in the morning. You know, the tarpon are out still. It's some really cool diving then, also night diving. There's a couple little wrecks underwater you can dive on. And one of the coolest thing is, right from the dock to the wall, there's a rope. So if you ever get confused where the shore is to where the resort is, you find that rope and go back.
Okay. All right. So they kind of have it marked out there underwater for you a little bit with buoys and stuff. But it's very easy. I mean, literally, that has to be maybe one step above a pool dive, from what I remember. Is that kind of still how it is?
Pretty much it. You know, yeah. You might get a little bit of surge at the ladder, but once I say you're underwater 3 feet, you're gone.
Yeah.
So it's just some phenomenal and easy entrance and exits. The locker room is right there. You know, you shower, you can do some showers right there. And if you do an afternoon dive, you can get up into the Rum Runners and watch that green flash at the sunset.
There you go. And that's the kind of stuff, I mean, that, you know, it's locked in a time capsule, hanging out at the bar at Captain Don's or many other of the resorts there in Bonaire, and you'll just have a blast. And the diving is easy, accessible, 24/7, shore diving capital of the world. Bonaire lives up to it, indeed. All right, next week you're in St. Louis, right, Dave?
No, actually, that's where I just came from, and I'm in the great city of brotherly love, Philadelphia.
Oh, Philly. Okay, yeah. St. Louis last week, Philly coming up. All right, well, go to beadiver.com, follow his progress, jump in the pool, have some diving fun with you and your friends.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving, flying, and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving, flying, and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why I wanted to tell you about Nanook Professional Protective Cases. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook cases generally cost less than similar products currently on the market. From an iPhone to a full set of dive gear, whatever you need to shield from the elements, Nanook Professional Protective Cases has the size, shape, and color for you. Go to Nanook.com. That's Nanook.com for Nanook Professional Protective Cases. The evolution of protection.
Have you been putting off your next dive because you can't locate your PADI certification card? Chances are it's been a while since your last dive and you need to refresh your scuba skills. When you take the all-new PADI Reactivate course, you can do both! Designed to give divers the confidence to get back in the water, PADI Reactivate will refresh the fundamental scuba skills you need to jump back in. Contact a PADI Dive Center, resort, or instructor and sign up for PADI Reactivate today.
If you like the show you are listening to right now, you can listen to it and many more just like it on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Fishing, hunting, boating, and the rest of the great outdoors, 24/7, 365 on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Download the free Reno Viola's Outdoor Radio app or visit WRVORadio.com online to see the lineup and schedule. That's Reno Viola Outdoors Radio, and enjoy the great outdoors.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
You want to be a member of the scuba squad, you have to be smart.
I could be in the scuba squad?
Well, sure. All you have to do is work hard. And don't tell a soul about the scuba squad, because then everybody's going to want to join.
I woke up this morning with a big old smile. And I I've been thinking it might stay with me a while. Today is all about the things I love to do. One of them is spending time down in the blue. Gonna pack up all our scuba gear, find a spot where the water's clear. Call up all my diving friends, plan is getting wet, let's see who's in. Man, it feels so good to be alive. I just wanna die. I just wanna die.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. That is the Scuba Cowboy, and he is on via the web with us right now as he prepares for his next gig across the country. Pup, how are you, buddy?
I am absolutely fantastic. How about yourself, man?
I'm good. I'm good. You know, so, but I'm not traveling like you are. You're touring the country from one dive event to another to play your scuba tunes. And that's one of them that we kind of, I took and kind of reworked it a little bit. We're still deciding what to do with this. I'm trying to edit a video to it, but of course it keeps getting pushed back to the back burner. But eventually we'll get it released in some form or fashion for people to get their hands on. But the original version is great as well, and that's what you're playing across the country right now. And next week you're going to be in Columbus, Ohio. Is that right?
Yes. I get to go out for my very first trip to Scuba Fest in Ohio.
Yeah, now this actually has been a dive show that's been going on for several years or more, I guess. I don't know. It's been around for a while. I've never had the opportunity to go to it myself, even though I grew up in Ohio. Go figure. You know, we're in Orlando now, and every time of this time of year when they have the show has always been a conflict or some other issue for me getting out there. But I don't know. You ran into the folks at the last event you were at. Is that the deal? And then they said, hey, come on out to Ohio.
Basically, yeah, that's exactly what happened. We were sitting around after Our World Underwater having a discussion, and they were telling me about the Scuba Fest and said, hey, what would it take to get you out there? And we had a discussion, and boom, next thing you know, there I am. And, of course, you know, Jersey is the week right after that, so it kind of made sense to just hang in that area of the country and just go from there. So I think next year I'll try to make it so I can maybe do all three of those events and just kind of hang in the Midwest and tour there for, you know, 3 or 4 weeks, because between Our World Underwater and Scuba Fest and BTS, there's a lot going on.
Well, there you go. Now, I got some more travels in between this and that as well, and that's why I have a conflict. But, you know, Pup will be there, and he'll put on the scuba radio hat for us and represent accordingly, right?
Absolutely. I always do, and I'm sure I'll talk to you from the show and tell you all the fun that we're having there. I know it's a smaller show, but from what I understand, much like the Chicago show, those Midwest divers are just hardcore people, and they do support those shows tremendously.
I think they do. I don't know if it's out of, logistically, the fact that they want to get the hell out of Dodge in the dead of winter or not. Actually, we're getting into spring, and Ohio next weekend should be pretty good. You got a 50-50 chance of having temps over 50, so that's you'll take those odds compared to what you dealt with in Chicago a few weeks ago, right?
Yes, absolutely. There was weather pretty much all across the country when I was out there. It was kind of a mess, and when I got home, we had gotten all kinds of drifting and stuff, and it's just now finally melting here, so I'm ready for spring. I think everybody is. I think everybody's got diving on the brain.
Yes. Well, and you go to these shows to kind of plan your summer accordingly, or, you know, maybe as soon as you go to the show, say, okay, tomorrow I'm flying down to the Caribbean. So it's a good thing to kind of clear your head of the winter cobwebs and stuff that kind of distract you from, going after your passion of diving, for sure. So you need to go to some of these events if you can. Now, my excuse this year is that I'm actually going to be in the Bahamas, and you'll hear all about this next week. And I'm not planning to do a lot of diving. I'm just doing a quick little family thing, but I do plan to do some snorkeling maybe around Nassau and stuff. We'll see how that goes. But I'll report back accordingly. I'll cover my, duty as a scuba radio host, and you'll do the same in Ohio. That's a fair trade, right, Pup?
That is fair, and I haven't even had a chance to tell you that I actually, immediately after, of course, Ohio is BTS, and then after that I start I'm calling it the Inspiration Destination Tour 2015.
Very nice. So where that'll end up going, where exactly after?
Well, my first destination. Yeah, my first island that wants me to come and write a beautiful song about their island is Saba. So I will be going right from BTS to Saba.
Well, there you go. Now, obviously, Beneath the Sea is the largest diving event in the Northeast, or actually pretty much east of the Mississippi. It's a huge, huge dive show. I will be up there. Tiffany and her friends are going to be up there representing the Scuba Radio Mermaids. We got a lot of giveaways. We're giving away a spot on the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise in October. It's a massive event. And it happens to butt up against our 18th year anniversary of Scuba Radio. Did you know that, Pop?
Yes, of course I knew that.
Of course you knew that. So you, instead of celebrate there in Jersey, you're just going to hop on a plane and go to Saba, and I just have to go home? That's how we're going to celebrate our anniversary this year?
Apparently so. I guess we missed up our dates because you're in Bahamas while I'm in the Midwest, and then I go to Saba while you go home.
All right. Well, we'll just have to celebrate accordingly in the New York area with all our New Jersey diver friends and that kind of thing. Okay. How about that?
I'm sure we'll manage something.
Well, we'll move it up a day or two. The official anniversary of Scuba Radio is actually April Fool's Day, but that's close enough to the Beneath the Sea dive show up there in Jersey. You can go to thescubacowboy.com. Pick up his tunes and, you know, find out where he's going to play next and maybe see him live as he performs on what's the name of the tour again?
My Inspiration Destination Tour.
I like it. Hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving is on deck. Don't go anywhere. Just getting started.
Each little snail here, know how to whale here. That's why it's hot under the water. Yeah, we in love here. Down in the muck here.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.